Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Tuesday, June the 24th. 2025, 6:24, 25, 14, coming up on 15 minutes past the hour, and we still do not have the internet service back. 14 minutes past 9 a.m. on this 24th day of June, 2025. Internet service went down sometime Sunday night around 11:30. Was supposed to be back up Monday morning around 11:30. That did not happen. Then we were hearing last night, Monday night around 11:30. That obviously did not happen. And here we are Tuesday morning at 15 minutes past the hour. And it still has not happened. But we are recording these shows for the archive. And had a very interesting conversation there last hour about what happened at Monday night city council meeting. So hopefully these services will come back up soon, these internet services. Hopefully wherever you are, you have your internet services. But I'll tell you, this whole internet outage, this whole ATM outage that happened yesterday, Monday, all of that is very peculiar that it went down 2 days after the United States bombed Iraq. And I don't know what the correlation is there. I don't know what that's all about. But I have never seen an outage in which people's phone services were out, in which ATMs were down, in which you could only use cash or credit at the grocery stores. It was an odd afternoon, to say the least. It was an odd afternoon, to say the least. And honestly, I don't know to the degree of what has been fixed. I do know that about 2:30 in the afternoon on Monday, things did start to come back up for some businesses. But as I said in hour number one this morning, you know, we're here on the south end of town, and we are still without service. There are other people here on the south end of town who are still without service. There are people way out on the east end of town who are without service. So I don't know how deep this cuts, to be honest with you. And I can't imagine that everybody in Marion is working off the same tower. I mean, maybe we are. I don't know. I don't know exactly what's going on, and I haven't heard a good explanation, but again, I haven't been able to research much of this because there hasn't been much access to internet in the last 2 days. I had it for a little bit yesterday when I was at City Hall, and that's pretty much been about it. So here we are, coasting along without internet on this Tuesday morning. But the wrap-up of City Council Monday night was the $10,000 for the Strongest City celebration in August was allocated. The rules were suspended and the money was allocated on Monday night at City Council. There was a proposition put forth by the Transportation Department to raise fares on everybody, somewhere in the neighborhood of 40%, maybe a little under 40%. We'll see what goes on with that. Can Do, to refund Can Do, went to a second reading. Pretty much that was all there was there. Charter City, that went to a second reading. Not much more there, except there will be a Charter City expert at next week's City Council committee meeting agenda. So I guess we'll have to see what goes on there. That's where we are. And another dust-up with Tommy Reese, the city treasurer. So this is where we are in Marion at this point, and this is what's going on. And at this point, I honestly don't know I don't know. The whole thing is starting to become a little more unhinged, it would seem. And also, the mayor was not there last night, and the Channel 10 cameras from Columbus were there, although we don't really know why. Somebody said a federal lawsuit. Now, I don't know what that federal lawsuit is, but, you know, I guess it would have to be something. Now, Channel 10 did not stay a whole long time, but they did interview Mark Russell on Monday night, and I guess we will see where that all goes. You know, Marion might make the spotlight here again, maybe not in the best way, in regard to some of these things. It's just an odd time. Well, on the happy side, as I said yesterday, on Saturday night, I went to the Bobby Floyd concert here in Marion. That was a lot of fun. Just a good program. You know, Bobby Floyd, as I said last week, he's Marion's only native Grammy Award winner. And you can definitely tell that by the way he performs. So, great show on Saturday night at the May Pavilion at the Palace. So, a good time was had by all. Well, we'll see if any calls come in here. It's kind of hard to ask for calls, considering we currently do not have internet access, so not much going on there. So we might go back and, as we did yesterday, drop a little bit of music in here from time to time. Maybe we'll play a little music again from Saturday night's Bobby Floyd concert at the Marion Palace Theater. In the May Pavilion. It definitely was a great event. This is a little bit of what went down on Saturday night. Bobby Floyd. And those were the sounds, Bobby Floyd at the Marion Palace Theater May Pavilion on Saturday night. Go ahead, caller.
People of Earth, we have come to serve you.
And here we are again. So, anything left over from last hour, City Council?
Well, that party in the park kind of thing. You know, I think the community would be served much better to take that money and keep that damn aquatic center open till at least 10 o'clock at night, you know? Cool people off, give them respite from the heat and situations like we've had for the past couple days instead of putting on a stupid party celebrating something that doesn't amount to a hill of beans.
You know, I would have to guess. I can't imagine that this $10,000 from the city is all about food. They must be trying to do something really big. And I don't know what that is yet because, again, the question was not asked last night.
You think they could be getting Ron Jeremy?
Well, I don't know what the plan would be. I keep trying to think, what would be big? Because they got to do this in 4 hours. So offering free food is not that revolutionary. And I don't think $10,000 would be needed, or $20,000 with the county's match would be needed to do that. So I keep thinking, what in the world are they doing here? I mean,
logistics. What are you going to do? You're going to have events. You're going to have this, that. You got to put up a stage or something that resembles a stage. Where will that stage be staged? You know, they got a perfect place for it. Do they utilize the main stadium that's over there for baseball? Is that utilized?
Yeah, they still play there.
So that's a potential, I guess, that you could put a stage there, and I don't know what the seating capacity of that is. Then you got all of the electrical drops, if there's going to be anything sizable with entertainment, etc. I mean, the mayor could do a magic act. He could show exactly how he makes all of those dollars disappear.
You know, that's another thing from last night that I found fascinating. The mayor was not there. Nobody explained why he wasn't there, and nobody asked why he wasn't there. And there's supposed to be some kind of rule when it comes to that. I thought, now maybe I'm wrong on this, but I thought years ago that if the mayor was not there, that there had to be some kind of reason given in public as to why he wasn't there, or that he had to inform somebody. I didn't hear any conversation about that.
Just like the city councilman, to the best that I can remember, I thought they passed a resolution that you could only miss 2 city council meetings without an excuse.
I don't, it could be, but I do know a few weeks ago when Mary, city council president, was not there, that Mike Neff had to sit in for her, and that was already predetermined because she was going to be out of town. And I don't know who was functioning in the mayor's position last night. I don't know who was set up to speak for the administration. I guess it didn't need spoken for at any point. But I always thought you had to know where the mayor was, and at the beginning of the meeting, somebody would stand up and they would say, the mayor cannot be here tonight for this reason, and that was kind of that.
Exactly. A protocol. Thaddeus Smith was not there last night.
No.
I'm surprised. He's my councilman, 5th Ward. He wasn't there. They need to put people on notice, and what's her name, Mary?
Mary.
Mary Stoneburner?
Yeah.
She needs to learn her job, you know. The way she goes willy-nilly, flying by the seat of her pants, it just doesn't cut it. There is no structure there. There's no discipline in maintaining order and keeping things moving along smoothly, you know?
Well, I'll tell you something interesting, aside from city council, which is what we're dealing with right now, these outages. Yesterday was a very interesting day, because when I came to the studio here, I thought, well, we've got an outage. That's very strange, because we are very hardwired here because of how we broadcast, and in the year and a half we've been at this location, we have never had a morning, period, or night, where that had ever happened. Certainly not down for 2 hours. And I thought, well, that's kind of odd. And so when I left here yesterday, I had to swing by my bank, which is on Center Street, you know, not even on the same side of town. So I go over to Center Street. The ATM is shut down. The bank itself, the two lanes are closed due to technical issues. So I thought, okay, obviously it's not just the radio station. This is a much bigger thing. So then I go out to the east end of town and I go in Kroger. They can't accept bill payment. They can't accept debit cards. The system, the music was not even playing in the store. They had no internet connectivity in the store at all for digital coupons. The system to accept the Kroger card itself was not even working. So, you know, something went on yesterday, and then we all learned that Spectrum and Verizon phones were not working yesterday. Cell phones were not working.
Oops.
Huh?
Oops.
Yeah. So, cell phones were not working. Pretty much every carrier, everybody had no idea. The phones were not working. Pretty much everybody's bank was shut down yesterday. And it seemed to have no rhyme or reason to what side of town you were on or what carrier you had, whether it was Verizon or Spectrum or whatever it was. Something happened yesterday, and I don't know, timing is very odd on that. And I don't know what it was. It still hasn't been totally resolved. But that's just too peculiar. That I've never known anything like that to happen in Marion to that degree. It's true. You might have one carrier that's out. You might have one part of town that's down with something, but not like that. And why the ATM machines? Why the systems in these grocery stores and department stores? Why all this down?
Kim Jong-un, whatever the goofy bastard of North Korea, he had his finger in this.
Well, I'll tell you, timing is everything. And I will say this, that the U.S. has never attacked Iran. And on Saturday night, we did. And as this is all going on yesterday, all these peculiar outages, which I don't think anybody yet has said what caused them, all these
when you're talking outages, you're talking electrical as well as internet connectivity, right?
Yeah, I think it was both. Well, I don't know. I don't know if anybody's electric was out yesterday. I don't know about that.
So, predominantly, communication stuff.
Yes, communication.
Blew up somewhere. I've got Frontier Fiber, and the only problem I had was last week when the storm knocked the electrical out. Well, there went that. So, and then yesterday my cell phones were working fine.
Now, everybody who would come into the store, they would come in and they would try to buy something, and you'd say, well, you can only use cash. We don't have any activity. And they would say, well, that explains why my cell phone won't connect. I mean, that was, and it was every carrier imaginable that was saying that yesterday. So I don't know exactly what went on, and I don't know what continues to go on, and I still don't know what the explanation is for it.
You have a window there, don't you?
Yeah.
Open a window, look up in the air, and tell me what you see. I think it's the mothership.
Oh, is it?
We know. Keep a lot of trouble.
Well, I will say this, and again, I have had very limited access to internet. I had some last night when we were at City Council, but I will say this, timing is odd that would happen on Saturday, the bombing of Iran, and then this would happen Sunday night is when it all started, about 11 o'clock, and the fact that all of a sudden, the last I heard last night, I was trying to read the story while we were at City Council. Now, all of a sudden, President Trump announced there's a ceasefire, total ceasefire with Israel and Iran. Now, wait a second. Didn't on Saturday night when he bombed Iran, he said they wanted a total surrender from Iran, and now it's a ceasefire?
You got me on that one. I don't know. I think I got a phone call coming in from a doctor. Let me give a call back.
Okay, sounds good.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, so again, I don't know. I don't know what is going on. I think it's all very peculiar to some degree. But again, I try not to be a conspiracy theorist on things like this and just say whatever is. Right now, really, I would just like the internet to be back up. That's all I would like. Because, you know, we became a very internet conscious nation. And internet reliant nation, I should say as well. And when you are that reliant on things, boy, it can stop you in your tracks. And as I do this broadcast here, 34 minutes past the hour, Monday morning, a little after 9:30 a.m., I'm looking at the internet connectivity. And again, it's not connected. But the weird thing is that it does, the internet is showing up. It shows up. It's just there is no internet provided. Now, I don't know what would cause that. It finds the network, I guess. It finds all of that. It just does not provide the internet. Now, it sounds as if Frontier's up and running, so I guess that's a good thing on a lot of notes. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, I just got my internet back. But we can't get you on TuneIn.
No, ours is still down here. We have been out since 11:30 on Sunday night.
My phone was even out.
Now, what service are you through?
Spectrum. My phone and everything's through Spectrum. When the internet goes out, the phone goes out too.
Now, we're through Spectrum as well, and maybe it's a good sign that yours just came back up. Maybe that'll be some good news for us, but when did yours go down?
About the same time. I didn't have it all day yesterday, and the day before it went down.
Yeah, we had it was about 11:30 on Sunday night, things went down. And then we did not have any connectivity yesterday here. And then everything hit the fan yesterday. You know, banks were closed. ATM machines wouldn't work.
People can't do business without the internet.
No. Grocery stores were only accepting cash. I mean, it was a very rough day yesterday. And I thought everything, for the most part, had come back up. But still over here on the south end of town, we still do not have internet connectivity as of right now. And I know...
Any callers?
Terry Klein has called in a couple times. Now, he has internet service. Now, he said he was through Frontier, and he said he never really lost service.
Well, he was lucky. Maybe he's through Frontier, too.
Yeah, he said he was through Frontier. But
yeah. But
Spectrum, I don't know what this outage has been caused by. And again, I'm confused on what would cause the... All over town, because my bank's on Center Street, and also things on the east end of town, and we're on the south end of town, were closed yesterday because of this. I know pharmacies closed yesterday because they could not get any service.
My aide called yesterday because she has a cell phone and she could still use it. And they said it was down because of vandalism.
Well, now see, what is that? Is that local vandalism or is that worse?
I don't know. What I figured that they didn't have the expertise here in Marion to take care of the problem. They had probably had to call somebody in, I guess.
Well, you know,
fiber optics lines were vandalized.
Well, I'll tell you something strange. You know, we bombed Iran on Saturday night. And this all happened on Sunday night. Now, again, I'm not saying these two things are related, but, boy, that is an awful big coincidence.
It's a big coincidence, isn't it?
Very big coincidence. Because we were not the only people who were having this problem. I saw maps yesterday of Spectrum and Verizon service that was out, and there were spots, and sometimes heavy spots, all over this country, and they almost mirrored each other in the way they were out.
Well, that could have been Iranian people over here causing the problem. That could very well be.
Well, I doubt if it was. Anybody will ever say that, but and I also don't understand. Now, what was your understanding when President Trump bombed Iran on Saturday night? What did he say Iran had to do to get this to stop?
What did they have to do to what?
Yeah, what when President Trump bombed Iran on Saturday, what did he say they needed to do to get this to stop?
I don't know.
Did he not say that they needed to surrender?
Could have been, but I hadn't no TV to to listen to anything, you know, right after they bombed it.
Well, here's the interesting thing. Last night, I did have internet service a little bit because I was up at City Council, and they did have some internet service. So I was looking, and I haven't had a chance to read the article because I haven't had access to internet. But they said that I saw an article come across last night that President Trump announced that Israel and Iran had signed a total ceasefire.
Well, that's good.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, doesn't this timing sound odd? I mean, on Saturday night, he bombs Iran, says he wants an unconditional surrender. Then they bombed our embassy in Qatar yesterday. Iran did. And 6-7 hours later, there's a ceasefire with Israel and Iran.
He can't expect a surrender. I mean, Iran's not going to surrender until the last person's dead over there, you know, the way that country is.
Yeah, but they attacked our embassy in Qatar yesterday, and we would go along with a ceasefire later in the day?
Sounds strange.
And again, we have all this technical problem in the last 2 days.
I don't think we should have got into it.
Well,
I think Israel was plenty capable of doing it themselves. They didn't need us.
Well, I'm not really sure why we got involved in that. I understand the theory was that they had weapons. But this is just too big of a coincidence to me that we would have this problem.
Well, Iran's probably, you know, going to start, you know, bombing other places soon, too. I don't think that embassy was the only one that's going to happen.
Well, I just wonder, what in the world kind of what kind of vandalism could have been done to knock out internet basically all over Marion County? Because, you're over on the west side. We're sitting here on the south side. We're still not back up. And I know there are people on the east side who had no connectivity this morning at 7:30.
I don't know. How would somebody know where to do the vandalism at? It had to be a specific, you know, group or person that, you know, knew how to do it. You know, I wouldn't, if I wanted to vandalize, you know, Spectrum, I wouldn't know where to do it.
Well, have you ever known in the history, and we've been dealing with internet now for pretty well 25 years, have you ever seen an outage that lasted as long, that didn't have anything to do with power outage, and also that was so widespread? I mean, usually it's just a certain part of town, and they'll say, well, a transformer exploded, or a cable, you know, went out, something like that. That doesn't seem to be the case here.
I wonder if they'll really tell us the truth about what happened.
Well, I would doubt it, only because it probably would cause panic if it was something, you know, high-end.
But I'm going to get, I got another program playing right now because I couldn't get you. I'm going to go back on tune in and see if it'll.
Yeah, as far as I know, we're still out here on the south end, but who knows, maybe we'll pop back up. It certainly would be nice if we did.
You're in the office, right? You're not at home?
No, I'm in the office, yeah.
Okay.
Yep, and we're hardwired here.
I'll
try
again several times today.
Yeah, well, let's hope it comes back up here in the next few minutes.
Hopefully.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks.
All right. Well, you know, it's nice that our callers are that devoted that as their service is coming back up, you know, I never really even thought about that, people's service is probably down around Marion as well. So even if we had service, a lot of people probably would not be able to listen anyway because they don't have service. So, again, what a problem it remains. 44 minutes past the hour on this Tuesday morning, and our service remains out, although some people's service sounds like it's being restored. I think our friend Lee there lives over on the west end of Marion. And I think now his service has been restored. Ours, we're still seeing just the globe. No internet connectivity as of yet. But boy, oh boy, wouldn't that be a happy thing to see. You know, when I'm looking here, it shows, it sounds like they have, or looks as if they have, I should say, fixed some things because the internet connection shows up. It's just when you try to sign in to the internet connection, you get an error that things are not working properly. What's it say? Unable to connect to the internet. Please contact your service provider or try again later. So apparently that is the issue. The internet link, the internet service is showing up. There's just no internet to be provided. Well, 45 minutes past the hour here on this Tuesday morning, second day without service here in the studio. But, you know, we have to hopefully say this is a good sign that things are coming up around town. And maybe before too long, we'll be restored. Well, let's play a little more of the Bobby Floyd music from Saturday night. And who knows, maybe when the song's over, we'll come back up and actually have internet again. Wouldn't that be a nice thing? Here's some music from Saturday night. Floyd at the Palace Theater, May Pavilion, on Saturday night. Go ahead, caller.
Love your city. Come to the big goings-on. Celebrating Strong Town.
Hey, I'll tell you something good. We got a call there between your calls from Lee, one of our listeners out there, devoted listeners, wondering if we were up. He said he lives over on the west side of town and has Spectrum, and his service had went out Sunday night at 11 and just came back up moments ago.
Wow. Jeezy. I hate, I don't know how much you stream television stuff, but it makes me sick to see these, I refer to them as speculum internet services. So saccharine sweet, I want to puke. That's well, why I dumped them, and I've got fiber with Frontier now, so it seems to be working well.
Well, what do you make? We were in the conversation there, and I talked a little bit to Lee about it. He said he was told, when he reported that his service was out, that this was all caused by vandalism.
Oh, geez. I thought we got rid of those vandals because you may recall, a few years back, these vandals were stealing copper from cell towers and such. So, oh, I don't know. You know, that could be a patented answer just to quell people. But, you know, it's a good possibility. I don't know. Have you checked the copper prices lately?
No, I'm sure they're good.
Well, hopefully. Good enough to risk your life getting killed or electrocuted for, I guess.
Well, you know, well, as I was talking to Lee about, you know, this whole, and I was talking with you, this whole Iran timeline, again, if this turns out not to be no relation at all, that's fine. I mean, good. Matter of fact, if there is no relation. But this is the weirdest 4-day period you could ever expect. As I was saying earlier, Iran, we bomb Iran for the first time in 40 years. We bomb them Saturday night, pretty late Saturday night, after 7 o'clock. And we demand that they surrender. We want an unconditional surrender from Iran because we want no nuclear weapons. Okay. Then Sunday night, we lose all internet service. We lose all this stuff throughout the country. Parts of areas all throughout the country. Verizon and Spectrum and I can't believe that banks cannot operate without the internet. I would think that would be something that...
I would think it was direct satellite.
Well, at least their ATM machines. I mean, this should tell people in a catastrophe where we would be. But in any event, so
exposing all of our vulnerabilities, that's for sure.
Well, so that happens on Monday. Also, Monday, yesterday, while this is all going on, Iran bombed our embassy in Qatar. They retaliated. And yet, later in that same day, President Trump says ceasefire between Israel and Iran. And we're okay that they bombed our embassy earlier that day in Qatar? I mean, I don't quite understand this.
Well, you know, we're not okay with that. Something is being devised to let them know we're mad as hell and we're not going to take it anymore.
Well,
and that'll be, you know, I just heard on, I was watching Gutfeld, and I'm trying to think of what it was that was said, something to the effect that, you know, Trump doesn't necessarily know what he's going to do until he does it, but I'm sure he has the brain trust brief him as much as possible, and then he decides, you know?
Well, no, I guess what I'm saying is, Saturday night, you bomb them, and you say you want surrender because of what's been going on the last week or so with them in Israel. You bomb them. Then they bomb, essentially, as much as they can. They bomb us back. They bomb our embassy in Qatar, and I believe also they got an embassy in Iraq. Was that not right? I mean, I think I heard that yesterday as well.
I'm not informed enough to say one way or the other.
Well, let's just say Qatar, because I definitely know that happened, because I watched that on television yesterday. So they bombed our embassy in Qatar, and later that, I mean, within 4 hours of that, the president says there's a ceasefire with Iran and Israel. Now, why did we bomb them? Why did we want their surrender, which we did not get, and not only did we not get their surrender, we got them retaliating against us, and right after they retaliated against us, now we're done. Ceasefire.
Well, as Jackie Gleason said in Smokey and the Bandit, one of them, that was just an attention getter.
Yeah, well...
No, the fact of the matter is, Iran, Iraq, the whatever Palestinian people They're the bullies. And it, you know, this is essentially coming down to playground rules. The bully comes around, bullies you, shoves you around, pushes you around. Well, you put the hammer down once, that gets their attention. They'll think twice before bullying you again.
Right, but I think
that's
the
comes down to.
But I think the complicated situation here is Iran was not bullying us. Iran was bullying Israel. And we put our hand on Israel's side, which we have never done to that extent in the past. And the reason we've never done that, I mean, everybody knows that Iran's military is not even in the same league as the United States. And every president...
They don't even have an Air Force.
Exactly. And everybody knows that. And the reason for 40 plus years, we never, I mean, they took our hostages and we still did not bomb them. The reason it never happened was because Iran is predominantly Muslim. Muslim is the biggest religion in the world, last time I checked. And they have cells in the United States, terrorism cells, that are just waiting to be operated.
There's one that used to be right. Very close, stones throw away from WCMH.
There you go. So, the point is, we never did that because we never wanted to be seen across the world as putting our hand on the side of Israel and against the Arab world in the Middle East, the Muslim world. And when we did that Saturday night, for the first time ever, We had never bombed Iran prior to that. When we did that, they were angry. Obviously, they bombed our embassy in Qatar. And all of a sudden, we start having all these technical issues just that day by coincidence.
Well, I don't know. I do not know.
And then all of a sudden, there's a ceasefire. There's a ceasefire 4 hours later.
I'll say this much from experience of being in the San Francisco Bay Area, teaching driver education to you name it. I had them as students. There was one student, Palestinian, and I asked her about this. And essentially, between the Israeli and the Palestinians, it's tit for tat. Everything. Everywhere you go, you've got to have papers, etc., etc. They've unfortunately become, and I think it's out of genuine necessity, almost like the Nazis, because you never know where these radical Muslims are going to blow stuff up.
Well, here's what I want to say.
But again, you get the Palestinians egging on the Israelis, Israelis egging on, you know, somebody's got to put a stop to this. And if you go back in history, Jerusalem, the Jews, the Muslims, and whatever other flavor of religion, they used to get along. There wasn't wars.
Yeah, but I want to say this with our last 3 minutes. This is what I find fascinating. Again, it's important to remember Iran did not have a beef with the United States. They had the beef with Israel. And we bombed Iran on behalf of Israel because we believed that they were creating weapons of mass destruction. Boy, doesn't that sound familiar. So we bombed them on that idea on Saturday night. Okay. Putting our hand with Israel. Basically saying that. We're with Israel on this one. Okay. Then, on Monday, the ceasefire. Okay. Well, let's say that Iran wanted to have a ceasefire because we bombed them. Let's just go ahead and say that. Let's suppose that that's why they want to do that. Okay. Well, why all of a sudden does Israel want a ceasefire? Wasn't Israel the first one who attacked their military bases? Now, why all of a sudden is Netanyahu deciding that he wants a ceasefire all of a sudden?
Hey, could quite possibly be they're all tired.
Or
they're all tired and they want to live in peace. That I don't know how small of a percentage that might be, but it is a good possibility.
Well, I wish they would have decided that Friday instead of Monday. Could have saved a lot of trouble.
Whatever's going on, the world cannot tolerate this kind of behavior anymore. It's unfortunate the United States is the policeman of the bloody world.
Well, I hate to say this, but and I just want this on the record before we wrap up here this morning, is that guaranteed, if we lost that kind of service yesterday in the United States, and our intelligence could track that back to either China helping Iran, Russia helping Iran, or Iran having a hand in that, you can certainly bet the United States would want to come to some kind of agreement awful quick, because that caused mass panic yesterday in a lot of people.
Or tighten up security countermeasures,
right.
Period.
And
you know, one of the biggest things that's at fault here, we allow too many foreign students in here that go back to their countries, take the technology to foreign countries, whether they're friend or foe. And we gotta put the hammer down on that.
And we'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
So successful, but it was